Now, normally, the day after the state of the urine, we would be having a discussion of the state of the urine. But what's the situation nowadays? The situation is that nobody cares. I go to all the websites that I normally go to look for commentary on Bush's statements last night. What do I get? I get nothing. I get nothing at all. Because, after all, people don't really seem to care, you know? The idiots in the country were dumb enough to vote for George W. Bush. So I guess they're dumb enough to listen to that crap. Anyway, this is the Impressionistic News Hour, the Thursday News Hour here on Kill Radio. I'm Bennett. And as usual, discouraged, but alive and kicking. And I've got some little clips and sound bites and things and some music to offer up on this long, cool, cold, heartless world that we live in. This is the Kill Radio News Hour. This is Bennett. And hey, who knows what's going to happen next? Hey, stay tuned. I got things for you. This is the weekly news in review from Harper's.org and KillRadio.org. This was posted Tuesday, February 1, 2005 by Arnold Kopecky. I'm still wondering whatever happened to Roger D. Hodge. But thank you, Arno. And this is for the February 3rd edition of the Thursday Impressionistic News. I'm your faithless host, Bennett. Approximately 8 million people turned out to vote in Iraq. International monitors gave the election their seal of approval, though all 129 of them stayed inside Baghdad's green zone. Security measures included the sealing of the country's borders, banning travel between provinces, prohibiting private vehicle traffic, and imposing curfews in cities. Fake polling stations were set up with snipers positioned to guard the real ones, which were revealed 24 hours before opening. Many of the candidates kept their identities secret until election day, though two had made it known that they were direct descendants of the Prophet Muhammad. Iraqi insurgents, aka rebels, who had been promising death to anyone who came within 500 yards of a polling station, succeeded in carrying out 9 suicide bombings, one of which was performed by a handicapped child. Prominent Sunni leaders who boycotted the election said they would be happy to help the elected National Assembly draft the new constitution. Two of the great ironies in history, said President Gee Whiz Bush, is there will be a Palestinian state and a democratic Iraq. World leaders gathered in Poland to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, where Dick Cheney was criticized for wearing a green parka with fur trim instead of the more somber black coats everyone else had on. Vladimir Putin noted that as there were no good and bad fascists, there cannot be good and bad terrorists. Any double standards here are absolutely unacceptable and deadly dangerous for civilization. A group of Russian legislators demanded that Jewish organizations be investigated and possibly closed down for carrying out ritual killings and hate crimes against themselves. I guess they were using virgin blood to make matzos. Commercial flights opened between China and Taiwan for the first time in 55 years, though China was threatening Taiwan not 2 years ago. And the government of Nepal shut down the 4 years ago. And the government of Nepal shut down the Dalai Lama's offices in Kathmandu. More than 250 people were trampled or burned to death during a Hindu festival in western India when a stampeding riot was triggered by pilgrims slipping on spilled coconut milk. Sounds like a Three Stooges routine. China overtook the United States as Japan's biggest trading partner, and scientists discovered that drinking green tea turns mice into better swimmers. An international task force of scientists, politicians, and business leaders warned that the world has about 10 years before global warming becomes irreversible. By then, average global temperatures will have risen 2 degrees Celsius since the start of the Industrial Revolution, resulting in major droughts, increased disease, and the termination of the North Atlantic Gulf Stream. Of course, this will be ignored by people who say that such things can't happen. It's just natural. Things change naturally. Meteorologists were forecasting record thinning of Northern Europe's ozone layer in the coming weeks, and astronomers concluded that Saturn's largest moon had all the ingredients for life. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist declared that biological warfare is the greatest existential threat we face today. The world's first mad goat was diagnosed in France. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Tony Blair and Bill Gates shared the stage with Bono and Bill Clinton and called for more aid to Africa. Sharon Stone raised $1 million for mosquito nets, and a special dinner was organized to promote dialogue between the U.S. and Iran. The idea backfired when Senator Joseph Biden, the American representative, showed up an hour and a half late and wine was served to the Muslim guests. Scientists solved the mystery of the Venus flytrap. Scientists solved the mystery of the Venus flytrap. Swaziland's King Mswati chose his 13th wife and sent her to South Africa for an AIDS test. Researchers found that fidgety people are less likely to be obese. People in Rome were cracking down on unlicensed tour guides. And Joseph Massino, the last don of New York, snitched on the mob. What a good fella. President Bush ordered his cabinet to stop paying off journalists after syndicated columnist Maggie Gallagher admitted that she had a $21,500 contract with the Health and Human Services Department to endorse the agency's marriage initiative. 2 days later, another columnist admitted he'd been paid $10,000 for the same purpose. Scientists synthesized a pheromone produced by young women that helps postmenopausal ladies attract men. And that's important. Social Security Administration workers testified that they had been ordered to promote the idea that Social Security is in crisis and that Social Security privatization is the answer. Just for the record, changing Social Security will destroy it. That's the end of it. Christian groups were threatening to withdraw their support from any privatization scheme whatsoever unless Bush tries harder to ban gay marriage. Fuck the Christians in the ass. And chimpanzees were found to have a sense of fair play. Chimpanzees are better than Christians. Condoleezza Rice was sworn in as Secretary of State, despite Senator Mark Dayton's objection during her confirmation hearing that, "I really don't like being lied to repeatedly, flagrantly, intentionally." Senator Mark Dayton is correct, you know, right-wingers, you assholes. See, I'm being too scandalous today. I should go back and re-record this. The Justice Department threw a going-away dinner for John Ashcroft. His term in office, said one assistant, served as a full employment program for cartoonists and pundits. The Bush administration requested an additional $80 billion for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan this year, totaling 13 times the Environmental Protection Agency's allotment and making the 2005 budget deficit the biggest in history. Way to go, Bushy! Starting off your new term, making the budget deficit even worse. And he says that Social Security is going to run out of money? The State Department offended Mexico, by issuing a travel warning along the border. U.S. Ambassador Tony Garza tried to ease tensions by clarifying that The wave of border violence is a result of successful efforts by President Fox's administration in the fight against organized crime. The Sudanese government dropped bombs on women and children in Darfur. And the European Union reestablished diplomatic ties with Sudan for the first time since 1990. Commercial airlines were told they should be worrying about shoulder-fired missile attacks. Human Rights Watch declared meatpacking to be the most dangerous factory job in America. And Ringo Starr was planning to become a cartoon superhero. There's the big news for the last week. I want to say that, let's at least...